This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
All right, Alex Jones here, back live, fourth hour. David Knight's about to take over. Let's just fade down this intro so I have more time with Dr. Pacinic. Doc, you're a guy, I mean, since we're giving out laurels here, but it shows that you've been really more accurate than anybody out there with long-term projections. On my show 8-9 years ago, saying the feds are going to lose power, things will devolve back to the states, back to the south, back to the Midwest, back to Texas. Americana will be rediscovered. Government will just be obsolete. People are going to ignore it. Media is going to be ignored. That de-evolution happened. You were accurate. But as a father of four children, I do this because I have to, but I don't like it. What do we have to worry about? Let's not get too confident here. How is the empire going to strike back? And then what are other trends coming up?
The real major trends for the United States, believe it or not, is going to be water wars. I wrote about it in State of Emergency. I am now engaged in a water war in Bradford County in Florida, where, in fact, mining companies like Mosaic are trying to come in and create phosphate mines and contaminate the Santa Fe River, lake. And same thing with other RV parks that are coming in. So America is going to have a lack of water. You're going to see that in California, Utah, Arizona, New Mexico. And this is going to be one of the biggest issues. The issue of federal power will devolve. I told you the FBI is not as relevant anymore as they thought they once were. What we have that's relevant are the local police and the local county commissioners and your state governors. The more and more we devolve power, the more important it becomes to really understand how important you have to be as a member of the community. You are a maverick, but you reflect the maverick quality of Texas, the Southwest, of Florida, and all those individuals who had to do it on their own. Despite the fact that your family came from, you know, a doctor, an orthodontist, a surgeon, all those elements were irrelevant to the fact that you went out on your own and created Alex Jones and InfoWar. So once that happens, that is the model for our people. In other words, you're not going to depend on a pension. You're not going to have a steady job anymore. We have what we call a gig economy, GIG, meaning you're going to go from job to job, and you're going to have to figure out, among our people, how to create businesses that generate cash, that allow you to have a certain style of life, but you can't depend on your pensions anymore. You can't depend on the government to take care of you. Every one of you who thinks that there's a pension out there waiting for you, you better check it very carefully, because those pensions are invested in hedge funds, which are doing very poorly on the markets, not because of Trump and not because of any other issue other than the fact that the hedge funds are becoming antiquated. You can't build 5 to 10% out of billions and billions of dollars. The second thing that's coming in is devolution of power in Europe. Now, I said it years ago that Catalan would break away from Spain. Madrid refuses to let the Catalonians, who
really 10 years ago, you laid the Brexit out. You said, don't worry about the euro. It's all a joke.
Correct. And it's still a joke, because the only thing holding it up, and Trump was right when he said, I don't like Germany. I don't like Merkel. Merkel knows that she's manipulating the euro so that she can make it as the equivalent of the Deutschmark. In effect, the Germans have created a dependent relationship on Southern Europe, Spain, Italy, Greece. Greece has defaulted again for the fourth time. Now, if we had Puerto Rico defaulting four times, we would say, you know what, we don't want it in a statehood. The reality is that we as an entity are really becoming redefined along the Southwest Corridor, the Midwest. The eastern coast and the west coast are really not relevant anymore. Shipping will come in from Florida, New Orleans, and around Texas. And that's basically where you're going to see the engines of the United States.
So the country really is collapsing into the Midwest, into Texas, into Florida, and the Southwest, and reorganizing.
Correct. I wouldn't say it was collapsing. I'd say that it was reorganizing because we are around the major rivers. You're on the Mississippi, we're in the Missouri, we have all the major rivers going down south, and we have the ships coming in, the Panamax ships.
Doc, spend a few minutes. Finish your prognosis as a doctor economically for the country. David Knight's coming in. We'll finish up with you on the other side, stevepachinik.com. I know this. The globalists aren't powerful. They're having to attack me 24/7. And on the street, people aren't buying into it, so a lot of good news is happening. But it's all because the listeners support us. You are the InfoWar.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got live coverage out of our other studio at InfoWars.com, and part of the InfoWar is spreading that link. Owen Schroyer is in there going over the testimony of Senator Sessions, now Attorney General. He's saying it's totally false. These are made-up attacks. It's all completely ridiculous. And so let me ask Dr. Steve Pachinik that as he finishes up, author, researcher, on what's happening in this country, about how he sees this devolution back to the people, back to the states, that Trump clearly recognizes and is talking about. Do you think the Trump administration can be saved? I mean, I think overall he's delivered on killing the carbon tax, TPP, a lot of jobs, the stock market, but they just seem more shrill all the time. A lot of the public's turning against it, but I think psychologically a lot of the bureaucrats and some of the deep state people believe they're invincible. You talked about how a lot of patriots in the deep state helped get Trump elected. That's admitted now. I don't know the juxtapose of the different positions of the people, but looking at the battlefield from your perspective and your sources, where is the restoration of this republic right now?
The restoration of the republic has to be defined in two ways. What you see with Comey, Mueller, and Ray, the three, what I call white Anglo-Saxon, the elite of the WASP, who went to Yale, Princeton, William and Mary, these are process people. These are people who go to the jury, they go to write papers, they don't create anything that's substantive. In contrast, Trump put up two men who are very quiet. You don't hear very much about them. They're the multi-billionaires. One is Roth and the other one's LaFrack. Both are famous multi-billionaires who have created major, major installations and complexes, industrial complexes, apartment houses, and construction sites in New Jersey, Long Island, and Queens. So what we have here now is the beginning of the end of the process, which was heightened by Obama, and we're now going into the reality of building structures, infrastructure, building up our towns, our cities, our counties, and starting to care about where America is locally. We don't care as much about what's happening overseas because Mattis will take care of that. Tillerson has to take care of that. But the reality right now is that Trump is focused very much on what Roth and LaFrack are doing.
And wouldn't you say he's delivering? Because Trump is obsessed with true economic real world and is delivering. And he just, I guess, thinks that that will defeat the made-up garbage and theater and hysteria being put out by the Republican and Democratic establishment. I mean, I don't know how anybody could be complaining so far when Trump got so much done. He had that cabinet meeting yesterday and had everybody from each cabinet department announce the successes they'd had. And the media made fun of it and said, look at the cheerleading session he just had. Don't they get that if we don't get confidence up, we're going to go into the depression? I mean, watching the establishment cheerlead against our economy and against everybody's 401ks really angers me, Dr. Pachinik, and then jump in, Mike.
Well, again, it's the issue of envy. It's the issue of the fact that people really don't understand how the business of business works. You come in, you fire people, you put in people in place without spending too much time. You don't go into meetings. You don't, put it quite frankly, you don't bullshit. You get things done. And the only two concerns that people like myself or you or LaFrack and Roth have is it coming on time? Is it under budget? That's it. But in the process of Washington, it's totally irrelevant, those two questions. And what you have, in fact, is process overtaking substance. But those days are gone now because we don't have money for it. We don't have a capacity to handle that anymore. We have to focus in on...
Sure, so we got Mueller and them trying to block the president while he's trying to jumpstart the economy with defibrillators, running around rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic, battling the president as he just tries to steer us around the iceberg field. It's so obvious to the American people that the Democratic Party and others and the Republican establishment are committing seppuku. I mean, they are just a bunch of hysterical babies that want to claim they're in power vestigially through a power structure, even though they're not. They want to imagine they're in control, and they're actually pissed that America's coming back.
Here's an example of this. Let's contrast what they did with Solyndra, because, you know, that's a renewable energy source, right? Total scam, should have been investigated by the FBI, but it wasn't, versus getting the government off the back of the coal miners. And so we had this report that came out, Trump tweeted it, hey, look, we've got a coal mine opening up, a new coal mine opening up. And when I looked at Trump's tweet, a guy at the top had said, well, there's more people employed by Arby's than there are by the coal industry. And I said, well, that's because Hillary and Obama never tried to shut down Arby's. They are trying to shut down beef supply, but they never tried to shut that down.
And coal sold to the world. Coal is a platform like oxygen. Exactly. Coal gives us steel and strength and energy. Arby's gives us diabetes. I'm not trying to attack Arby's.
One gives us energy, the other one gives us gas. But you know what? The thing is that it's a difference between getting the government off the back of people and allowing them to create, versus determining that you're going to shut down, no matter what they do, you're going to shut down the coal industry. You could clean it up or whatever, but you're not.
Which means they're declaring they're going to annihilate, like Nazi Germany, this group today, that group tomorrow. Now it's industries. You can have a coal plant, but we're going to bankrupt you. It's just these, it's this arbitrary command and control.
And they do it because of crony capitalism. They do it because they wanted to feed their friends who had Solyndra. It's crooked. And that's what the Paris Agreement was about. It's about crony capitalism. It didn't have anything. You don't even have to debate the science on
exactly.
This.
Exactly. Let me ask you this. Because you're taking over to host the rest of the show. Let me ask you and then ask Pechenik in closing. What do we do to defeat these people? What do we do to make sure we're in their face? What do we do to make sure? I mean, I'm expanding InfoWars, but I'm just, you know, InfoWars. What does the audience do? I guess support us, but larger than that, they should call C-SPAN. They should call Talk Radio. They should start a blog. I mean, what do we do in the InfoWar, David Knight, Steve Pechenik, to really make sure we expose these scoundrels?
Well, we don't allow them to shut us down by calling us a conspiracy theorist. Every time we question the official government story, their pat reply is to yell conspiracy theorist. In the same way that when you show up at one of these rallies, if you have something, if you got a Trump sign, they immediately call you racist, sexist, homophobe.
We just call their bluff.
Yeah, so we just call their bluff. It's just a label. We don't really care. And we're going to continue to look at the information.
And they're getting more shrill.
Yeah.
Dr. Pechenik, you're a psychiatrist. I mean, the shrillness, the hysteria, it's like drunken toddlers running around beating people up. Yeah, I mean, what does this signify to you?
What it signifies, again, what I'm telling you, is the toddler's either drowning or he's suffocating in his crib. And the answer was, we've talked about it for quite a while, what you're seeing is the death throes of the end of the mainstream media, the political parties. What you have done, David, you, a group of others, Steve Quayle, we all started an alternative dialogue and narrative that they cannot shut down, nor do they understand it. And at this point, all they're doing is throwing mud balls, and it has no effect whatsoever. We just
so as a psychiatrist that predicted this, a psychological warfare expert for the Pentagon, State Department, you name it, what do you expect in closing the next shoe to drop in the insane toddler meltdown?
Well, they're going to try an impeachment narrative, an impeachment scenario against Trump, and it's not going to work. And then they're going to mock Trump again. And that's not going to work. And at the same time, foreign countries will try to align with different elements of the Democratic Party to, in a way, to impair Trump or inhibit him from executing what he needs to do on foreign policy.
China.
Remember, we're focused in, not as isolationists, we're focused in on the United States. The devolution of power.
Yeah, we're not going to sell out America anymore. Dr. Pechenik, stevepechenik.com. Folks can find your latest books there. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. And have a good day.
Thank you. I mean, you can say what you want about Trump. He really is the American president. He really is saying no more one-sided deals, selling out our infrastructure. He wants to do deals that are two-way. He's not even against China or Mexico or anybody. And I know you're taking over here in a moment. Just briefly, listeners. We are successful. We are having a big effect. David Knight's coming up. We've got InfoWars.com coverage of the hearings in Congress with Attorney General Jeff Sessions. That's going on right now. As you can see, they're on the camera shot over our shoulder. But before David takes over, without you buying products at InfoWars store, we're dead in the water. That's our main funding mechanism. And we've got high-quality fluoride-free toothpaste with iodine, with colloidal silver, something I thought people would love. You have loved it. It's got thousands of reviews, 4.8 reviews. It's back in stock, 33% off. That's got to stop today. We've got Imrix Essentials, all this personal care stuff from 10-to-1 mouthwash. It's organic. It's 10-to-1 concentrated. Nano, SPF, non-nano, 30. SPF oxide sunscreen, incredible high quality. We've got DEET-free herbal bug spray, a cream that works really well. We've got pure unscented body wash, pure tea tree shampoo, long-lasting natural deodorant, and more at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off on that when you sign up for auto ship, because I really want you to experience how great it is. And then just keep supporting us every month or every 2 months, every 90 days. Sign up for 90 days, 30 days, whatever. Cancel anytime. 10% off all the other products on auto ship. Free shipping on orders of $50 or more. But you can get all the Imrix Essentials, all six of the new products for like $68. And that really makes the broadcast possible. 5.0 reviews on that combo pack. Again, we don't make big profits on these, so it takes big bulk. But I think, man, I'm already, you know, using great organic shampoo. Let's see if we can get this company or that company to let us private label. We did. And so you're getting something, if you do the auto ship, 45% off when you count the 20% off store prices, 45% off what you can get at the store for, and you're supporting the InfoWar, but it takes massive volume to fund the operation. We've got BrainForce, our great nootropic. We've got a BioTrue Selenium back in from the mustard seed, 25% off of the X2 Survival Shield, InfoWarStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. As long as you financially support us and spread the links in the articles, we can stand against the globalists and their boycotts and their attacks and their demonization. So this is a key fight in the movement to expose the New World Order and defend the restoration of our republic and the planet towards a freedom-based algorithm. David Knight taking over in T-minus 4 minutes on the other side. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. I want to say great job to the crew, our sponsors, and affiliates. And again, if you want to see Owen Schroyer and the live feed of the Attorney General, it's at InfoWars.com. Spread that link.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic, high quality. This is one of the top 3 selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This fourth hour, I'm David Knight. I want to give you a context for this Sessions session that we have going on right now. We have testimony from Attorney General Jeff Sessions. And of course, last week we had testimony from James Comey, former FBI director, before the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, that Sessions was silent when Comey told him about his concerns with meeting Trump alone. Now, Comey is going to contradict that part of the testimony. He's going to say that's absolutely not true. He said that he told Comey that the DOJ and the FBI need to be careful about following appropriate policies regarding contacts with the White House. But if you watched the hearings last week, you also know that the Democrat senators kept asking questions about Sessions. And, of course, that could not be answered trying to incriminate him, trying to imply that there was something wrong, trying to talk about other meetings with the Russian ambassador. And they called for this testimony today to be public. They said if you make it private, Sessions wanted to talk about this in private. They said if you make it private, we're going to leak the information. And then we will call for a public hearing. So they threatened to leak the information out of a private hearing. And they actually did leak information from last week's private hearing when Comey talked to them after the public testimony. They actually already leaked that information. They said, well, Comey told us that Sessions had a third undisclosed meeting with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak. And that has been denied by the Justice Department spokeswoman, Flores. She's denied that this meeting ever happened at the Mayflower Hotel in D.C. following a speech that President Trump gave during the campaign. Now, as they try to say that talking to that the transition team of Trump, talking to the Russian ambassador, talking to foreign dignitaries, that was somehow a violation of the Logan Act, or that was somehow conspiracy with the Russians. That absolutely isn't true. As an example of that, this story from the Daily Caller confirmed Obama had his own back channel to Moscow. These are the words of Bloomberg. They said in October, two people said the White House contacted the Kremlin on the back channel to offer detailed documents of what it said was Russia's role in election meddling and to warn that the attacks risked setting off a broader conflict. So it's not a problem if Obama has a back channel, but it is a problem if anybody in the White House were to talk about that secretly. Meanwhile, we had Judge Napolitano say that this is a very dangerous game that they're engaged in here. Newt Gingrich came out and talked about how Bob Mueller is not neutral, and we'll talk about that in a moment here. Talking about the connections of the special prosecutors with many people in the Hillary Clinton camp. But Judge Napolitano said prosecutors are not neutral. They prosecute people. He understands that this isn't an investigation. This is a prosecution. Bring me the man and I'll find the crime type of prosecution, the kind of prosecution we saw in Stalinist Russia. Judge Napolitano went on to say they believe that their targets are guilty and they mass evidence to justify that belief. That is what they do. He says, I'm telling Newt Gingrich that this is no different from any other prosecution. The whole country, particularly those of us in this business, want it to be public so we can witness what he's going to say. But this is a very dangerous position for him to be in. He is testifying as a witness because he doesn't run the Russian investigations. He is a witness. He has involvement in both. He's going to be accused of perjury, and he's going to come to a conflict point where he has to decide. See, here's the situation. We've had James Comey, and I'm surprised at how silent all the media is. And I'm even talking about people who typically look at this from a, because let's understand, everybody's partisan, okay? Let's not pretend that there's any objective media. Fly your flag, let people know where you're coming from, and support your position. That's the only way to do honest journalism. If you come out there and say, I have no dog in this, I have no opinion in this, that's a lie. That's a lie. Anybody that believes that is a fool, including the person who says it. So if you believe that and you're in the news business, you're a fool. Because the stories that you pick to talk about reflect your opinion, your political bias, the point of view that you're coming from. And so we have a press that is going to support Trump. We have a press that's going to attack Trump. And so the very stories that you pick are going to show that. But when we have the press that typically is going to support Trump, I'm surprised at how silent they've been on the perjury of James Comey. This is a guy who, under oath, first said, nobody ever pressured me to shut down an investigation politically. Never. If they did, that would be a big deal. Well, it should be a big deal when he comes back and said, no, I understood him to be telling me to shut down this investigation. He said hope, but I understood that was done in the same sense that King Henry II said, I hope somebody will rid me of this turbulent priest. And so they got the hint and they killed him. What he was saying was he was prevaricating in his language. You know, the person who's prevaricating in their language is James Comey. And he came out and said, I was pressured, in so many words, he said, I was pressured to shut this down. He's the one who committed perjury. Nothing will happen to him. Even the libertarian conservative press won't say that. But they will come, everybody will come after Jeff Sessions.
They're on the march.
If they find a
Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with David Knight.
Welcome
back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Nye. This fourth hour, I was just talking about the jeopardy that Jeff Sessions is putting himself in as he testifies at this point, because they're looking for a process crime with him. They're looking for perjury. While they ignore Comey's perjury, and I'm going to talk to you about how dirty Comey is here in just a moment. But as we see this third allegation that came out, of course, it was in a closed hearing. The Democrats leaked it. Comey alleged that Sessions had met a third time with the Russian ambassador. That we've got these back channels. And as I just reported to you, Obama set up back channels with the Russians himself. So they do talk to Russia. It is very important to talk to somebody that has a massive nuclear arsenal rather than continuing to poke them so that we can revive a Cold War, which is what the Obama administration and Hillary Clinton did. They want to revive that Cold War for the military-industrial complex that just doesn't make enough money if they aren't selling long-range bombers and intercontinental ballistic missiles. We need to up the ante on the military spending here. So it's necessary to have that, even if it brings us to the brink or into a nuclear war. That doesn't matter. We got to serve the interests of the military-industrial complex. And, of course, the Democrats, who are always anti-war, just play along with this because it's political theater for them. Now, as they were saying, as some of Sessions' staff said, spokesperson for the Justice Department denied that meeting. They said, we want to have an open meeting today with Senator Sessions. We want to get him in public because if you put it in private, we're going to leak that information. And then we're going to have a public hearing in addition. And we already know that they'll leak the information because they leaked the false allegation from Comey from the private meeting last week to put pressure on him. But he says he did not meet a third time with the Russian ambassador. And his staffers have acknowledged that he met twice with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak. They said he did not mislead Congress because the encounters are part of his job as a senator. Senators do this all the time. There's nothing criminal about that. He did not do it as a Trump surrogate. Meanwhile, we see that CNN cuts the feed after a senator objects to the Clinton Foundation attorney joining the independent, quote-unquote, independent counsel. Say CNN cut away from, this is a story from Breitbart, CNN cut away from a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on Tuesday morning, seconds after Senator Lindsey Graham raised concerns that a special counsel, that special counsel Robert Mueller had hired a former Clinton Foundation attorney to assist with the probe into alleged Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. And, of course, this is what Newt Gingrich was very upset about. It's what we had the reaction of Judge Napolitano to react to what Newt Gingrich said. Newt Gingrich had a mini meltdown, as it's reported by Breitbart, in the media Monday with a tweet challenging the fairness of the investigation in the Russian interference of the 2016 presidential election. He said Republicans are delusional if they think the special counsel is going to be fair. Look who he is hiring. Check the FEC reports. It's time to rethink this. In other words, the Federal Election Commissions. And so we have, and many people have done that. There's three members of this special counsel team, the independent team that's going to investigate this. We have three members of the legal team hired by special counsel Robert Mueller to investigate the Trump campaign's alleged ties to Russia, overwhelmingly donated to Democrats, according to analysis of the Federal Election Commission records. The three attorneys collectively made over $53,000 in political campaign contributions to Democrats since 1998, with over half of those contributions coming from one attorney, Quarles. He was selected by Mueller from his old law firm, WilmerHale. So this is the kind of collusion the swamp is now going to do, an independent investigation of Donald Trump. Absolutely. And that's what we had Judge Napolitano responding to. He said, look, this is not anything. This is not an investigation. Oh, let's just look and see if there's anything here. They've been looking for several months. They've been looking since, what is it, last, well, wasn't July. July was when the DNC was, so it was before that. They've been looking into Russian interference into our election and all that amount of time. They haven't found anything yet. Believe me, if they found something, they would have told you. Instead, as Marco Rubio pointed out during the testimony of Comey, he said, why is it that all the senators here, all the staffers here, all the mainstream media knows, but you will not say it in public? The only thing that you won't leak out is that Trump is not under investigation by you. Well, you know, at some point in the future, he might be under investigation, so we can't really do that because we'd have a duty to retract. It's like you would have no problem doing that. You had no problem doing that for Hillary Clinton. You had no problem coming back out with that. after you shut down and remove the cloud for her at the request of Loretta Lynch. So this is the double standard that we have here, the criminal standard I'm going to get to in just a moment. Meanwhile, Louis Gohmert said that Mueller is dirty and should recuse himself. We have a congressman calling the special investigator, Robert Mueller, dirty. Why does he say that? He said the creation of the special counsel was a ruse by dishonest Comey. He said there is so much collusion, real collusion in the Justice Department, including collusion between Comey and Mueller. He said there is no collusion with this administration, Russia. We can drop that independent counsel, that special counsel. There is no further need. And now that we have collusion between Comey and Mueller before he testified, also ran things by other people in the Justice Department when they did their memo. So much collusion. Here's what he said specifically. Now we know the collusion between Comey and Mueller. This is what Gohmert said in the interview on Fox News today. He said, Comey ran things by Mueller before he testified. You think maybe that was what was happening when Bill Clinton and Lynch met on the tarmac? Do you think they were running stuff through? What do you know? What could she be in jeopardy for in terms of perjury? Because as I pointed out before, Bill Clinton wasn't impeached for rape. He wasn't impeached for sexual assault. There were strong allegations that were never investigated by the special counsel who did that. And, of course, that special counsel went on to be the defense counsel for Epstein and his pedophile and also become president of Baylor University and cover up for rape allegations of the football team there. So he didn't want to go into the rape allegations. He didn't want to go into the hard stuff. Instead, what he did was he came after a little wimpy charge of perjury. And, of course, Bill Clinton is a lawyer. He knows the seriousness of perjury. But came after him for perjury about a consensual relationship, which is not a crime. Not a crime. But he said Comey ran things by Mueller before he testified. Make sure that he didn't get caught in something other than maybe he should have talked to him about the fact that he said, hey, it'd be a big deal if somebody put political pressure on me. He did commit perjury. I don't understand why that isn't headline news, that he committed perjury. He committed perjury because he said it would be a big deal if anybody ever put political pressure on me. Then he says, under oath again, he put political pressure on me after saying, no, nobody ever did that. We got two different testimonies under oath saying two different contradictory things. He either perjured himself one time or he perjured himself the other time. But he says Comey also ran things by other people in the Justice Department when he did the memo. There is so much collusion, real collusion in the Justice Department. Let's talk about Comey. Let's talk about dirty Comey. You know, Comey stonewalled congressional requests for information about his involvement with the British spy, Christopher Steele, who created the dirty dossier. Remember in the testimony that we had last week, we had Comey saying, well, I called the first meeting. And, of course, it's okay if Comey calls a private meeting with the president. There's nothing inappropriate about that. But if the president calls a private meeting with Comey, oh, that's flags go up. Flags go up. That's right there. That's obstruction of justice. If Donald Trump were to call a private meeting. But no, Comey can call a private meeting. And Comey said, well, I wanted to call this private meeting because, you know, we had this dirty dossier that was floating around. And I didn't want him to think that I was doing something like J. Edgar Hoover. No, he was doing something exactly like J. Edgar Hoover. He knows J. Edgar Hoover's history. And Trump knows Comey's history. It's one of the reasons he fired him. But he stonewalled this congressional investigation request for information about his and the FBI's involvement with the British spy who produced that slanderous, dirty dossier. That was an obstruction of justice. That was involvement in dirty tricks. And let me read this to you, because I always get to this just before the break, and I always have to cut this short. Back on March 6th, we had the Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman, Charles Grassley, Republican senator from Iowa, sent a letter to FBI Director James Comey asking if the FBI had ever attempted to hire Christopher Steele, the British spy who created the false, dirty dossier that BuzzFeed ran with and everybody mocked eventually. And he said this in that March 6th letter. He said the idea, this is Senator Grassley writing to Comey, the idea that the FBI and associates of the Clinton campaign would pay Mr. Steele to investigate the Republican nominee for president in the run-up to the election raises substantial questions about the FBI's independence from politics, as well as the Obama administration's use of law enforcement and intelligence agencies for political ends. And let me underscore this. as equally surprising to me that we don't have people talking about James Comey committing perjury. The big story here, folks, is the fact that we had the Obama administration use law enforcement and intelligence agencies for political purposes. This is the worst possible outcome we could have of this massive surveillance machinery that we have created in the wake of the 9/11 false flag. This is where this is all headed. This is the worst possible outcome. It's always going to be the people in power who are going to be the ones who are going to be up against the wall first. And, of course, as we know now, they were investigating and spying on Americans without warrant in clear violation of the law. Not even the Patriot Act or Section 702 gives them the authority to spy on Americans without a search warrant. The FBI and the Obama administration and the NSA violated the law. We've now had the FISA court, which was created to stop that and then became essentially a tool for them to do dragnet surveillance of Mr. and Mrs. Verizon. But even the FISA court is concerned about the political use of this surveillance state. They not only called this a violation of the Constitution, a violation of the law, but then they took essentially an unprecedented step and declassified their court decision for everybody to hear. And nobody is listening. Nobody is paying any attention. This is not an anonymous source from the New York Times or the Washington Post saying that Obama and the intelligence agencies that worked for him used their power for political purposes. This is the FISA court saying that this is a violation of the law and nobody is listening. Just as FBI Director Comey refused to listen to Senator Grassley when he said, "I want to know what your involvement is with the guy that created this dirty dossier." So he sent them that letter on March the 6th. He said, "I want to hear from you in 2 weeks, March the 20th. So April the 28th, he writes in a letter and says, "You know, I never heard back from you." He used a little bit stronger language than that. He said, "On March 6th, I wrote to you requesting information about the FBI's relationship with Mr. Christopher Steele, author of the political opposition research dossier alleging collusion with Trump and the Russian government. Although that letter asked for a response by the 20th of March, the FBI has failed to provide one." A month later, a month and 10 days later, he writes him about this. He says, "After a startling lack of response from the FBI, I was forced to delay committee proceedings on the nomination for Deputy Attorney General in order to get the Department of Justice's cooperation. Nevertheless, on April the 19th, the FBI sent Ranking Member Feinstein and me a four-sentence letter purporting to be a response to the February 15th and March 6th letters. Two of those sentences are merely standard closing boilerplate language in FBI letters." So in other words, he sends them a two-sentence response after a month after he had asked for a response. Giving him 2 weeks, he takes 6 weeks and he gives him a two-sentence response. He said the letter did not answer any of the questions, instead incorrectly claimed that the briefing addressed the concerns raised in both the February 15th and March 6th letters. "There appear to be," says the senator to Comey, "material inconsistencies between the description of the FBI's relationship with Mr. Steele that you did provide in your briefing and information contained in Justice Department documents." In other words, you're lying. You're lying, Comey. You sent me a response. You've said things that contradict. How long is James Comey going to be given a pass for lying? Well, I guess as long as Hillary Clinton's going to be given a pass for felony violations of handling classified documents, we'll have a pass from James Comey. These people operate on a privileged basis. Other people do things and go to jail, but not these people. So let's take a look at this, what he said. Four things that he said, Senator Grassley to FBI Director Comey. He said, "In addition to fully answering my March the 6th letter, please give me the following documents and information," these four things. "Please give me documentations of all payments made to Mr. Steele, the British spy who comes up with this lying document that they then leaked through this, you know, this swamp rag BuzzFeed. Please document all payments you made to him, including travel expenses, if any, and the date of such payments, the amount of such payments, the authorization for such payments. Number two, when the FBI was in contact with Mr. Steele or otherwise relying on information in the dossier, was it aware that his employer, Fusion GPS, was allegedly simultaneously working as an unregistered agent for Russian interests? Please provide all related documents. Number three, if so, if you did know that his employer was working as an unregistered agent for the Russians, when and how did the FBI become aware that the guy who wrote this dirty dossier was working for an unregistered agent for Russian interests? Did it include the information about Fusion GPS's alleged work for Russian principals in any of the documents describing or relying on information from the dossier? If not, why not? And lastly, if the FBI was previously unaware but has now learned of this, does the FBI plan to amend any application reports or other documents it's created to describe or rely on the information in the dossier to add to this information, so forth? So it's very, very legalistic in terms of its case. But he's saying this, look, we know what you were doing. So why don't you come clean? Why don't you give us an answer? And, of course, Comey would not. Comey would not. He is openly and defiantly, in the face of the American people, pushed a double standard. He said there's one standard for Hillary Clinton and another standard for everybody else. She can violate the highest classified information. She can create her own private server for her own purposes to cover up her information. And yet, if you do this, we're going to come after you. And he did. He came after a guy who worked on a submarine, who took a couple of snapshots of his workplace as a souvenir. He didn't have any criminal intent. That was supposed to be what let Hillary Clinton go. But, of course, there's nothing in the statute about that. He simply has a different standard for her, just like he had a different standard for Sandy Berger, who stole classified documents out of the National Security Archives, who destroyed classified documents, who obstructed justice on behalf of the Clintons, and it was James Comey who gave Sandy Berger a pass. Then he openly committed perjury and sworn testimony before these people. And then he kept classified information on his personal computer. If, in fact, he did memorialize this conversation, as he claims now, he kept that information on his own personal computer, the exact same thing that he had just had an FBI investigation on Hillary Clinton saying, you can't put this on something, call it ClintonEmails.com with a big red flag out there for everybody to come get the information. Of course, maybe that's the back channel where she could provide stuff to people that had given her money. I don't know. That's something that should be looked at. But this guy violates security protocols for his own personal Machiavellian agenda, just like Hillary Clinton. And, of course, he gets a pass. And there's no investigation in the Department of Homeland Security hacking into the boards of elections of Georgia and Indiana, trying to make a case that that's critical infrastructure and they need to have a backdoor into it. And then I think this whole thing with Reality Winner is another false flag to justify that, to put that under the control of Homeland Security, because there's not going to be any FBI investigation of that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Did you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Everybody knows that today.
It's Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Before we get back to the news, I'm going to talk about J.P. Morgan pulling their ads from NBC News because Megyn Kelly is interviewing Alex Jones. So J.P. Megyn, I guess, two of them working together. But we'll talk about what's really behind that, what's behind really J.P. Morgan in just a second. Before we do, understand that the way we fund our operation here is not with J.P. Morgan. They do not support our operation. As a matter of fact, they have gone to great lengths to shut down information that we give you about the phony Federal Reserve System and the crimes of large banks like J.P. Morgan. They paid a lot of money to a whistleblower to shut her up, to make sure these crimes were not given a public hearing. But we promote our operation here. We fund our operation with the products that we sell. We go out and we try to find things that we know are good for you, things like selenium. There's no question that selenium supports thyroid gland and immune system health. It supports DNA production and eyesight. So the question is, where do you get a good source of selenium? So we wanted to give you a 100% organic source from mustard seed of selenium. We now have that back in stock. You can get it 25% off. That's why we call it BioTrue Selenium, because it's 100% organic and it's not synthetic selenium. So that's 25% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, Superblue fluoride-free toothpaste is now back in stock, 33% off retail. And again, we look at toothpaste and we say, a lot of people go out of their way to put fluoride into the toothpaste. We take it out. We feel that it is harmful. So instead, what we did was we put in nano silver and iodine to help fight bacteria in your mouth. That's going to help your breath. It's going to help your health if you have healthy gums. It's going to fight heart disease that can come from unhealthy gums, as well as things like peppermint oil. So you can get that now at 33% off. That's our Nano Silver Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste that fights infections. And also our new line of Emrex Essentials is at InfoWarsStore.com. We came up with a bug spray that doesn't have something that's very dangerous and harmful like DEET. We came up with tea tree shampoo. We came up with deodorant that does not have aluminum in it. So you can find those natural organic household products. Again, that new line, Emrex Essentials, you'll find at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's talk quickly about J.P. Morgan. Remember, J.P. Morgan, the namesake of the bank that exists today, was the guy who manufactured a banking crisis, created chaos, and then offered the Federal Reserve, a central bank, as a solution to that, the beast from Jekyll Island. And so it's interesting to me because I did a report on that, the 100th anniversary of the creation of that fraud, and now we've even got a guy who is a Turkish citizen, the CEO of Chobani Yogurt, sitting on the Federal Reserve determining what our monetary policy is. This is a rigged system. It is a private organization. They pretend that they are federal, and they're not federal. They're no more federal than Federal Express, as everyone likes to say. But I did a short piece on the 100th anniversary, because they did it at Christmas time. They did it while people were not there. They didn't have as many people on the floor so they could get this thing through with no press coverage. I called it, "It's a Wonderful Lie." And I interspersed comments about the creation of the Federal Reserve with the movie It's a Wonderful Life, because this all happened at Christmas time. That was taken down multiple times. Every time it would get up to 12,000 views, they would take it down. Said copyright violation. It wasn't a copyright violation. I would play a little bit of the clip, and then I would comment on it, and I would talk about the different connections between it. There you can see part of it, how I did it. So it was going back and forth. It was a fair use commentary. I was showing how this banker, as you can see right there, creates a financial crisis so he can drive his competitors out of business and corner the market in real estate. And so they kept shutting it down. And so he told other people, you put it up. As we get to 12,000 views, they would shut that down as well. So we're out of time right now. But tonight I'm going to talk about J.P. Morgan. I'm going to talk about the company that's there. I'm going to talk about how they wanted to silence this woman who talked about the banking crisis, the mortgage fraud that they did. They were willing to pay $9 billion in fees just so that there would not be a public hearing, just as the Democrats want to make sure that we got Jeff Sessions in a public hearing now. They didn't want to get it on the air.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.